right, people, I need a go no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Welcome to episode 1098 of the Geek News Central podcast. It's Thursday, March 3rd. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. And listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or just paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. And I want to give a very, very warm welcome to the Ohana. And I want to welcome every listener and viewer to the show. Thank you for being here. Of course, Ohana means family, and being the show is originates out of Honolulu, Hawaii. I want to say hello, aloha to everyone, and welcome to the show. I tell you, I've got a lot of cool stuff to talk about tonight on the tech side, and trying to have a little bit more relaxed show. We're not on Blab tonight, because really what was happening, and I like Blab a lot, but the reason I'm not doing it over there is it so severely restricts me from what I can do with my cameras that it was really taken away from the video portion of the show without having to have the camera centered all the time. So I'm not going to do Blab as much, but for those of you listening or viewing afterwards, you guys could care less because you're watching or listening to the show on demand the way it was designed. We may have a little bit lower interactivity with folks are coming into the chat room and so forth, but that's okay because really the 99% of you, 99.9% of you are what's most important to me. But again, warm welcome to all of you. And if you're a brand new listener, welcome to the show. I want you to make sure that you take time and get yourself over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you do, you can sign up for the show by basically becoming a subscriber. You can do that by clicking on the iTunes link on Android or via email if you want to go old school, or if you have a old school podcatcher, you can just use the standard RSS feed. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just click on those more subscribe options. It'll give you instruction on how to get subscribed to the show. That's the really most important thing that I want you to take away today. If you're brand new, is getting subscribed to the show. You can sign up for the newsletter as well. It's on the website. And more importantly, visit Geek News Central daily to read great content. I'm not just a podcast. I got a great writing team and doing great things for me. And, you know, it really, it'll kind of hit home tonight when I talk about a couple of things that are in the news that we're kind of ahead of the ball game with. But I'll talk about that a little later. But you can see the team has been still, I mean, crazy busy. Putting videos up, still interviews from way back in CES. They've slowed down just a little bit, but I'm still ahead of them. But there's lots of great content on the website. Take your time to go through. And for those of you that are watching, I'm going to show you something here. And those of you that are listening, we're going to have a little bit of a change to the style of the site coming in the coming days. And our live.geeknewscentral.com page is a example of that. Started to make moving into testing the PowerPress theme that my company's been working on. I just absolutely am in love with this theme. The guys went through and made a bunch of changes, or the ladies did, and made a bunch of changes for me on you know, spacing and a whole bunch of other things. So you guys will get to see that here on Geek News Central. I'm hoping we'll make the move over this weekend. Just got a little bit of work to do yet and a few little things to tweak, and hopefully I'll be able to make the switch over. And that includes all of our partner sites with the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, Health Tech Weekly with Jamie Davis, The Elder Divide with Todd Ani, No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, all the great shows that are part of the Geek News Central family. Make sure that you check them out and get hooked up with them as well. Of course, if you want to follow me or contact me, you can via email, geeknews@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at Geek News. Really, I'm on all social, so just search Todd Cochran on Google Plus or on Facebook. The only place I'm not on is Pinterest, so don't go looking for me there. But you can watch the show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel, get that loaded, or on your Apple TV by just subscribing to Geek News Central video feed. You can listen on the Amazon Echo by telling Alexa to play the latest edition of the Geek News Central podcast. You can listen on Stitcher. You can watch or listen on Blueberry.com. Lots of places to connect and really get the show and stay connected with us. Of course, this show is sponsored in part by the longest running continuous podcast sponsor in the business. GoDaddy.com has been with us since July of 2005. So, and we're in a new month. Haven't got my February numbers yet, so I'm kind of on edge waiting for that to come through. You know, it's an interesting deal because you don't know what you're going to get paid at the end of the month until because the check comes just about at the end of the month. I get notified what the check is going to be on, like, you know, any time. It could be tomorrow or Monday of next week. So it's always one of those things where you're kind of just a little bit nervous. You know kind of what you've done close, but you're not 100% sure until they come and confirm it for you. So, and then we start the race again. It's kind of crazy, but that's the situation here. But I'm going to tell you, GoDaddy is, they've really embraced their new business model. They've worked hard to be very inclusive to women and into businesses. As we've said many times in the past couple of years, the jiggle is gone. Danica's on with a new sponsor, and wish her luck with NASCAR and everything else. But GoDaddy's really, they're building themselves into, well-respected corporation. They have always been well-respected, but for some folks, they got a little. A little too hot on the ladies and stuff in the past, but that's all gone. So, new leadership over there has made huge changes over the past couple of years, and lots of products and services are on the market that are just absolutely fantastic. And, you can get connected and utilize any of my promo codes by going to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Get over on that website page and grab a code du jour, one that will work for you, whether it be that 99cent.com on a newer transfer, whether it be a 30% off on a server, whether it be a domain name with a website builder and Microsoft Outlook email address for $1 a month for 12 months, economy hosting or a managed WordPress site, all include free domains, offer $1 a month for the first 12 months. Make sure you see the details and understand the restrictions and what the bill will be after the first 12 months. But there's a code there for everyone, and really, I want you guys, if you are still sitting on the edge and trying to figure out how you're going to get involved online, this is a great time. It's never been easier. They step you through the process, and tons of templates to pick from. Really makes it easy. Questionnaires to go through and ask you about your website, what it's going to do, what it's going to offer, if it's going to have, an e-commerce site, or really everything is. So that the average person can get set up and get running and make it look the way they want it to look. So really, there's no excuse. GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy is where all the codes are. Share those with your friends, family members, people that you know, coworkers, and so forth, and help me continue to keep the lights on here, pay the insurance, gas in the car, family fed, all the stuff that goes on. By having a great sponsor like GoDaddy.com. So again, GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. And again, much thanks to them for their longtime support of the show. Well, it's just to me, it's amazing that it is March. I'm just like, where in the world did January and February go? And I'm looking at my my email alone, it's staggering the amount. And I'm using a content resource management application called Insightly. Without that thing, I would be absolutely, utterly lost. Looking at my calendar, the number of meetings, you know, this entire week, 4 a.m. wake up, 5 a.m. first calls. It's really fantastic. And with it, it's just been nuts. You know, I was at my son's, what is today? Today's Thursday. So there was no soccer practice yesterday. So we rolled in here relatively early, and I thought, okay, I'm gonna mess around with this new template. And by the time we got dinner and I cooked and we got everything wrapped up and everything done, it was like, I want to go to bed. And you know, I'm usually like 11 o'clock, dude. You know, 10:30, 11 o'clock. That's pretty normal. But it was just like, it just caught up all at once. I'm like, it's time to go crash. And by 9:45, I was done. My daughter was home and she'd come in the room and woke me up. And you guys are going to laugh about this because, and it wasn't too funny to me at the time because, you know, I was already asleep. And she came in, she said, Dad, where's your phone? Where's your phone? And I'm like, it's over there charging. And I'm looking at her with one eye, you know. And giving her what we call here in Hawaii stink eye, because the and I guess that's, you know, pretty common anywhere else, because you know, I'm thinking, why are you waking me up? Why do you need to see my phone? She goes, I'm going to show you how I'm going to hack your phone. I'm like, okay. And she started doing something, and she's like, oh, I couldn't hack it. She says, you patched your phone. And I'm like, honey, when an update comes out, I usually am pretty quick to update. Oh, this is an old hack. I thought you hadn't updated your phone. And I kind of looked at her and said, and comically, I said, honey, you're looking at the geek here. That's kind of what I live for, that kind of stuff. And I said, okay, put the phone back down on the counter. good night. And out she went. But I was like, she was so excited to show Dad, well, how she could hack my phone. It was pretty comical, to be honest with you. Let me, I had an extra keyboard sitting on my lap for some reason with the Mac. But, yeah, things have just been a blur. I mean, crazy, busy, you know, all good, no complaints. But I'm just thinking to myself, it's already March, and really I'm starting to prep for NAB. I'm getting ready to, you know, to go there. And I've been thinking about it. Those of you that are listening, I apologize, but I'm going to show everyone else this. Hang on. So I've been trying to figure out how to, and of course, this is not open yet. So I've been trying to figure out how to minimize my gear stack so that when I go to Vegas for NAB, I can do interviews and have some stability, but yet have enough stuff on it to do what I want. So I bought what's called a Scorpion EX Pro Kit. It's a universal stabilizing camera handle, and it'll do both video and DSLR cameras, because when I go to Vegas this time, I'm only taking my my small Canon. I'm not going heavy. And I want to be able to do interviews without having someone there. Although Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, and I will be traipsing the floors and going around, it'll be a much more relaxed pace. And so I picked this thing up. It's a little over $100, so that I can build my new stack and be able to handle the wireless and all that stuff. And I know you guys don't care about this, but really my goal is to be able to be mobile enough to do interviews, but at the same time not go back to the hotel and collapse because I've been carrying around a 50-pound brick all day. So we'll see. Excuse me. We'll see how this thing works out. And but just, I got this little working list of stuff I need to do to get ready for NAB. But you know, we're just like, and let me look at the calendar here. We're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I guess 6 weeks away. And before you know it, it'll be here. But anyway, that's that. Lots happening in the tech space, of course, and we're going to get right into that here in just a second. But, you know, as we're approaching show 1100, I want to thank you all for, boy, being on this long journey to get to this next milestone. And hopefully it won't take us as long to get to 1200, but a couple more shows and we'll cross over into that territory. All right, lots to get into the stack. I've got the notes closed. Let me go ahead and close this part and get into the first topic of the day. Matter of fact, topic of the show is that there are now new billboards. And this should disturb every single one of us. And we've been talking about privacy a lot on this show and how the days of having any privacy is largely gone. But this PC World article just really brings it home how crazy things are getting out there when they're tracking us. And according to this report, a Clear Channel outdoor digital billboard are now being equipped with gear that the company is getting new ways to target advertising by basically scanning you as you're driving by the billboard. Now, here in Hawaii, we don't have any billboards. I didn't. For those of you that have never been here, you don't know that. They have a console that doesn't allow any of this big, huge advertising on the side of buildings or buses, and they try to keep it eye-pleasing to the folks coming to visit here. But what they're going to do is this particular radar tracker will be able to collect massive amounts of information from smartphones in cars driving past. This radar will collect mobile data from three Clear Channel partners, including AT&T. So when you put all that together, you have lots of granular information about a person, says Jeffrey Chester, executive director of the Digital Privacy Group at the Center for Digital Democracy. And, you know, it's true. These are very serious privacy issues. So now they're going to have billboards tracking us as we're rolling by. And you know, we're worried about, Big Brother. Come on. This continues to move into this era of they're looking at us seven ways to Sunday. And there's not a lot we can do about it unless you turn your phone off, right? So at what point do we as digital citizens start demanding some clamping down of some of these activities that are going on? We have to do that to slow some of this stuff down. We really, really do. Now, this is bizarre. I can't believe it. What did I get? Oh, this is kind of it. Hey, Angelo's still awake. He just came on Slack. It's 1:30 in the morning. On the East Coast, and I'm like, well, dude, why are you still awake? But he just responded with the tech support tickets in the thing. I just heard him reply, which is kind of funny. So he'll be a tired puppy tomorrow morning. But anyway, so this privacy stuff has gotten out of control, and we need to start really protesting and talking to our our legislatures and see if what they can do to stop some of this rampant abuse. All right, let's talk about Amazon today. Amazon has launched two Alexa digital assistant-based gadgets, and I've ordered both. We have fallen in love with Alexa here at the house. It's gone pretty viral, but they produced basically a hockey puck. I know they don't want anybody to call it that, but it's called the Echo Dot. And it's designed really to kind of be in your bedroom or something like that. And then they have something called the Amazon Tap. It's a portable speaker that streams music. One of them is $129.99. The other one's $89. And so this is going to be cool. And but the Echo Dot is going to connect to external speakers. So if you've got a Bluetooth speaker already in your bedroom or something like this, it'll connect up just fine. So They did something interesting, though. You had to tell Alexa to order the Echo Dot. And people were pretty frustrated because some people wanted this and they weren't near their device. So someone came out with some instructions midday on how to get access to the Echo Dot. And you could have done it through your, basically search for it on your Amazon app on your mobile phone. That's kind of how that works. But this is going to be way cool. And Amazon's all in here for Alexa. So I wonder if they're going to have it so that we can, are they going to get confused? You know, is one going to respond and the other won't? So one of them requires though you to basically press a button for it to listen. But we'll see how these work out. And I'm going to definitely be reporting on them in a big, big way. But the Echo Dot, and is it going to be available? Will ship starting in April. So a big move here by Amazon for the Amazon Tap, and the Echo Dot. So I know I'm going to screw that name up a lot. But lots of customers apparently are using Alexa, have basically told them that portability was a must. So that's kind of cool. Connect to your cell phone, I'm sure the portable one. Something to have at the office, you know, and the sound on it's pretty cool. All right, AT&T, let's talk about them just a little bit. You know, we're talking about their partnering up with, you know, Comcast and these billboards that spy on us. But AT&T is, well, let's put it the way it is. AT&T spent millions of dollars yearly lobbying for laws in roughly 20 states prohibiting towns and cities from building or expanding broadband networks. Even in cases of obvious market failure, the laws that they have been promoting are really pure protectionism. And they're taking the battle to more communities. And Missouri, in 1997, passed a law that hamstrung towns and cities looking to build networks to shore up coverage gaps. But the Missouri legislature is now pushing some additional restrictions on muni broadband under the banner of a new House Bill, 2078. House Bill 2078 comes on the heels of AT&T shoveling large amounts of cash into the laps of Missouri state lawmakers. In other words, buying their way in. So according to AT&T, they want to level the playing field. But what's really going on here is that AT&T is trying to lock up their monopoly and not letting competition in. And we need to be aware of what is going on with AT&T buying the Missouri state legislature to ensure broadband there continues to suck. You know, the FCC took an aim at municipal broadband bans last year after municipal broadband providers in Tennessee and North Carolina complained that state laws were preventing them from expanding. And, of course, the FCC has been arguing that restrictions clash with the FCC congressional mandate to ensure reasonable and timely broadband deployment. AT&T loyal politicians have countered by claiming the FCC is just a bully, attacking states' rights. In some places like Colorado, voters are realizing what these laws actually are and been rolling them back piecemeal. In most states, however, residents don't realize what's happening or have been distracted by the quite intentional game of partisan patty cake. So if you live in Missouri, I'm going to highly encourage you, or if you know someone that lives in Missouri, you need to become a little bit of an activist. You need to call your friends that live in the state, and if you live in the state and listen to this show, you need to do the battle cry, and you need to call your state legislatures and talk to them about this HB 2078 and make sure that they stop these partisan slash politically purchased bills. This has to stop. This country is sick because of all of these lobbyists. They're doing all this damage and basically pushing for commercial interest. It's time for it to stop. We have to stop some of this activism from continuing. And when it comes to broadband, you know, I look where my mom lives. The broadband sucks because, you know, it just isn't accessible. And And, you know, we, most of us, live in major metropolitan areas. Maybe we have one or two providers that are, you know, available to choose from. But that is not anyone on the fringe, on the outside edges, or in towns that aren't very big. You know, they have minimal speeds usually. So we have to continue to fight this fight, folks. We really do. And if it's city by city, town by town, state by state, we really have to be watch what's going on. And as true geeks here and be digitally connected, we need to take action. You know, if you're a employee of AT&T, you know, you want to protect your job. But at the same time, in the back of your mind, you're like, I want higher speed internet. And my my company's not delivering. And shame on AT&T and all these other companies that continue to buy votes. And it's, you know, it's a practice that's been going on since probably the beginning of this country. But we have to use social media and everything else to try to bring awareness of what's going on. And it doesn't take a lot of people to spread the word, okay? That, you know, you tell your 10, 15 friends, they tell their 10 or 15 friends, and you make a big enough deal of this. And the next thing you know, you guys will have more competition in your space because they won't allow this type of monkey business to go on within the state legislature. Here at Geek News Central, from the very, very beginning, when I started, well, I shouldn't say in the beginning, when we first started having writers come on board, there was a very, very short period of time frame where I had volunteers that were volunteering to write. But for many years, our writers have been paid here. I think last year, my total blogging bill, and I may have told you guys this already, was a little over $10,000. I think that's how much I paid last year to all our writers to write the articles that are on Geekness Central that you come in and read. And of course, all the content that's on this show is derived by me, and any links that are sent by you, the listener, as well. But, you know, I've always, and again, the pay amount that I've done has varied. And what I've tried to do, just as a way of disclosure, is when there's special events, I try to pay more because I load them up with a lot of articles and the stuff that I want them to write. And then when we're not doing so much heavy critical lifting, it's a little lower. But it's usually the difference in price per article is a couple of dollars. Everyone is independent contractors. They can write what they want to write. It's completely voluntary. If they want to write on the articles for like CES, I don't dictate any of that. I put it up and make it available. But I've tried very, very hard to, as the business does well, as this show does well, is to be able to pay the writers a little more. And I'd like to be a little bit beyond where we're at on a per article basis at this point. But you look at a big site like Medium, and Medium, they're getting a huge amount of contributors over there, huge amount of traffic, yet they are still not paying any of their writers. They're talking about it, and it just blows me away that you have a big site like that that obviously appears to be making money. But they don't pay the writers anything. And I don't know how they're going to do that, how they're going to, you know, what their plan is. You know, I pay on a per article basis. They're talking about doing some sort of performance base. You know, if you get so many views or something like that. I've never put any type of restrictions on the Geekness Central writing team at all. And the articles do what they do. They write what they want to write, what they're passionate about. And you know, one of our writers from the UK is going to be going to a couple of events this year. I'm going to be paying expenses for him to attend those events, and basically he'll come back and report stuff that's going on in the UK. So technically I have a UK correspondent on Geek News Central. So that's, you know, just a little bit of a disclosure here that little old Geek News Central pays our writers when a big site like Medium.com, who has huge amounts of investors and lots of money in the bank from venture capitalists, essentially don't pay the writers anything. So I think we're winning even though we may not have as big a name as them, but I do the best I can of our writing team. So it goes back to this, you know, really that without GoDaddy being a sponsor of the show, that would not be possible. It just would not. It would dry up, and I would be the one doing all the writing, which, you know, I'm not too low to do that. I'd have to go back and be the 100% of the voice of the site again. But I'm still very, very proud of our writing team and what they do. Okay, a good article over in Torrent Freak talking about the RIAA and tech giant clash in Usenet privacy case. Many of you probably don't even remember what Usenet is. Usenet, boy, if I think about using Usenet in the past, and it's been a while since I've really used Usenet very much. You know, probably about the time we started doing the show is about the time I kind of came off Usenet. There's some history on, you know, why maybe I'd used Usenet in the past, and we can talk about that on show 1100. But the RIAA has joined, and this is an interesting combination here, has joined adult publisher Perfect 10 in its appeals against what's called Giga News. Both argue that Usenet service is directly liable for the blatant copyright infringements on its service. Giga News is supported by several digital rights groups and tech companies who fear that the RIAA's request endangers a free and open internet. So adult magazine publisher Perfect 10 has made a business, now this is kind of, you know, this is interesting here, has made a business out of suing online services for allegedly facilitating copyright infringement. So here we have the RIAA, the bully on the block, joining with an adult publisher, trying to shut down Giga News, the Usenet provider. So, private settlements, this company's been in the business of suing people. Private settlements aside, legal campaigns haven't been particularly successful for the publisher. Last year, Perfect 10 lost another battle against Giga News with the court, ordering the company to pay $5.6 million in legal fees. So these are not small amounts of money. But in a brief submitted to the court, the RIAA notes that unlike several decades ago, Usenet is no longer a natural means to share files. Instead, it's populated by many shady companies who intentionally sell access to pirated content. Let's be fair. Usenet has always been a place to get pirated software, pictures. You know, that was the place to go long before there was torrents. You'd go on Usenet, there were software groups there where you could get zero-day releases of almost any software title. There was also places where people were putting key codes, where they were putting unlock software, you name it. But Usenet had this dark section, and it really wasn't dark. It was, you know, those Usenet user groups were very public on where it was easy to find. It wasn't no secret, but there was, you know, 50 or 60,000 regular chat sections, but then there was these groups of sharing nothing but media and software. So it's curious to me that, Giga News, I understand it's still in business doing Usenet, but what Usenet does is it mirrors. It's not just one provider. It's not like you go on one service and it's different from another. They're all really about the same because they share the information and everything mirrors up and matches. Then after Giga News here for a while. But, again, the Giga News is strictly a kind of like a service provider. So they don't have a lot of control over what their users upload and put into Usenet channels. So we'll see where this goes. But the RIAA sticking their nose again out, and then they're trying to, try to prevent piracy. So very, very interesting. Hey, we talked just a little bit about the Amazon new products, specifically Echo. But if you have a Raspberry Pi, you can do a do-it-yourself Amazon Echo. It's a good article over on lifehacker.com. Of course, all these links to all these articles that I talk about tonight will be up in the show notes. So, I'm a I love what people are doing with the Raspberry Pi. And a little, I guess for a better word, a little disclosure here. I don't own one. I have never bought one. I just have not found the time to personally have one. Now, when they first came out, my kids have one to mess with. But I don't personally have one that I use. And I guess it's time to buy and do a little personal playing around with a Pi. I mean, you know, I've been using, trying to get my kids a little bit involved. I guess I need to be a little more proactive. But you can build a Raspberry Echo with, again, a Raspberry Pi. And these there's a lot of kits out there. But, you know, what are you guys building? What are you guys building with your Raspberry Pis? What are you building? I really want to know. And if you've got a project you think it's cool that I should work on, you know, maybe it's time to get my geek on. We've got one of the, I think one of the original ones, and I know where it's at, but my son has it, but just haven't had time. I think that's maybe part of it. Okay, next article. I'm switching the gears here just a little bit. At my table, in my house, at my dinner table, we have a rule, no cell phones. They are not allowed to come to the table. They ring, buzz, or anything else. They're not allowed to be picked up. Of course, my kids are, you know, college students, and, you know, there's just usually my wife and my youngest son at dinner now. But when my other two are here, and we do have a family dinner, this rule's in place. Now, Chick-fil-A is giving free ice cream to those who put down their cell phones. So when you go to Chick-fil-A, they will give you a cell phone co-op. And it's basically, they're calling it a coop. And you put your cell phones in there. So you basically have to turn all of the family cell phones to silent and place them in the phone coop. Enjoy Chick-fil-A meal and each other distraction free. And after the meal, that if you have successfully completed the challenge, each of your family members will receive a small ice cream cone. So I think this is pretty cool of Chick-fil-A in doing this, because here's what it really does. Let me tell you, it's probably a double-edged thing. Number one, they're doing a promotion to get families to talk. Number two, I think it turns tables faster. When people are not messing with their phones, they eat faster and they get out, make room for more customers. I would almost bet that's another ulterior motive of the Chick-fil-A folks. If you turn people faster, giving them a little ice cream cone to get them out of their seat is maybe the kind of an interesting byproduct. So anyway, if any of you do the Chick-fil-A family challenge, please let me know again. And of course, I'll have information about this on the in the show notes. Interesting article over in CNET talks about high-flying hack. Researcher shows how to seize control of a drone. German grad student Nils Rade figured out how to intercept flight instructions and start flying a drone himself. He says the hardware he exploited is present in drones from various manufacturers. And he was able to send commands to it from more than a mile away, showing how a hacker had become a pilot from the ground. He isn't revealing who the vendor is, and they are, he's working with the manufacturer to try to secure up the drone communication here. So kind of an interesting move here that this guy came up with some sort of code to do this. And so he did say that they were working to fix a problem. But, you know, you have to sync your device with your drone, so it seems a little odd to me. But I guess he's found a way to circumvent that. So an interesting article, again, over on CNET.com. You guys remember the Lunar X Prize? The Lunar X Prize has been going for a while, but the Google Lunar X Prize 16, there's 16 companies that are still in the running, working on rovers that they believe can land and operate on the moon. So the folks over at Google have teamed up with some filmmakers. And you guys know who Bad Robot is. They've come out with some of the greatest shows. Lost is one. They've got a brand new show on television right now. It's two series in. Oh, my goodness. What is the name of it? It's where a guy can basically go out the back door of a restaurant, and he goes back to like a 1960 or something like that. So and he can spend as much time in that time era as he wants. When he comes back in, it's only 2 minutes later. So anyway, it's Bad Robot. Those guys are freaky in their cool filmmaking, but they also teamed up with J.J. Abrams. Of course, J.J. Abrams is with the production company Bad Robot to create a 9-part documentary about these moonshots. So they're going to be calling it Moonshot, and they're going to be coming up with 9 separate videos. So I look forward to these coming out and getting the behind the stories about these 16 participants that are trying to win this money from Google. Talking about drones and the Mobile World Conference. There was some testing being done where some folks were basically wearing some Oculus Rift virtual headsets and a 4G cellular phone connected to a drone remote control. And they were demonstrating flying a drone that was more than 1,400 miles away via a phone line. Well, it wasn't a great experience. Things were, you move right and you had to wait for the signal to go down and the video to come back, and it was a little bit of a challenge, obviously. So what they're learning from this experiment, and what should make us all go just a little bit, that most of today's drones are controlled via short range signals like Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, or even radio airwaves. In contrast, we all know that military drones are using a much different communication system. So what they're saying is if they can now start using a cell network, a consumer drone could theoretically go as far as its batteries will let it, as long as you were in a cell phone range. So such a connection would let a drone send and receive data, including the positions of nearby objects, allowing it to fly around buildings, natural obstructions, and even communicate with other connected drones. Companies are largely interested in the business implications of a connected drone, such as sending up one to repair a cell tower and so forth. So it's going to be a little bit rough, but it is what's good for us in this movement is they're going to learn how to become more efficient in transferring data over long distances over mobile networks. And that's good for all of us when it comes to any type of application, because they're just going to have to tighten the specifications up to make that real-time transition happen so that they can fly a drone via cell network no matter where you're at. You could be 1,000 miles away. And when they get that figured out, our entire cell phone infrastructure will be a lot better off for it. Lots more articles about Apple and a lot of companies coming out with security briefs to support them. A large number of companies have came out and filed briefs on behalf of Apple as well. But a lot of folks too are also submitting, individuals are submitting briefs to the courts as well. So this is a big move. This is probably a big outpouring of support, but a lot of these folks are filing, again, these amicus briefs, and while they have no legal force, it's a good faith effort to inform the court's decision. So lots of people are getting behind Apple, as has been reported, so I'll have that link up too. According to the Wall Street Journal, Intel is building its own augmented reality headset. Matter of fact, it was IBM. So Intel is at it here, and we'll see what they are able to come up with. They're going to looking to employ RealSense 3D cameras to help the device stand out. If you recall, the company's imaging tech is already being used to improve the vision of drones and object detection in phones. According to Wall Street Journal, the Augmented Reality Project will help Intel further expand beyond confines of personal computing, following its big push into wearables over the last few years. So we'll see where this goes from the Intel team. All right, those of you Star Wars fans and love The Force Awakens, get ready. Get your checkbooks ready. No fooling. The Force Awakens at your house on April 1st. You can get it digitally on April 1st. And you get the DVD set on April 5th. $20 pre-orders for both the digital and physical versions have gone live at the usual places. Since this is Disney's first major release of Star Wars, so there doesn't look like anything special from packaging at this point. So we'll see where this goes. But this will probably be one of the few Blu-rays I buy. I just do not buy a lot of movies, but can you resist not buying Star Wars The Force Awakens? A little bit of reporting on Google from Fiverr Video subscribers on how their growth has went. And it is a little surprising. Alphabet's much talked about high-speed internet service Google Fiber has only 53,000 video subscribers as of December. That was up 79% from a year ago, but still not huge deployment. We know Google's been expanding a service which promises internet speeds up to 1,000 megabits per second. But I'm surprised the growth isn't higher. But maybe some people took internet and didn't take the video. With 1,000 gigabits speed, you can do a lot. Over on Ars Technica, there's a talk about a new attack that steals crypto keys from Android and iOS phones. So this exploit is what cryptographers call a non-invasive side-channel attack. It works against the elliptic curve digital signature algorithm, DC, basically the ECDSA. It's a crypto system widely used because it's faster than many other crypto systems. All they're doing is placing a probe near a mobile device while it's performing cryptographic operations. An operator can measure enough of the electromagnetic emanations to fully extract the secret key that authenticates the end user's data for financial transactions. Wow. So, they need a lot of gear to do this, but they explain how it's done. So just by putting a sensor near a payment thing is where they're being able to collect the data that they need to, get the key, which spells bad news. But link will be up in the show notes on this. It's pretty scientific. Hey, congratulations to astronaut Scott Kelly. He's back on Terra Firma. So, on March 28, 2015, astronaut Scott Kelly and a Russian cosmonaut blasted off for the International Space Station. And he's back on the ground now and starting his recovery. But they've come up with a pictorial. A lot of sites have it. CNET has a series of 22 images. So we'll have that link up in the show notes for you to take a peek at. Some pretty cool pictures. Of course, he's got a huge library of stuff that's been already released. So this is just a very tiny sampling. Now, space did make Scott Kelly taller by about 3 inches. So his twin brother will be a little bit shorter than him for a few months until his body shrinks down to its normal size. And he is also he's a little bit younger. Yeah, he's actually a little less than 1/100th of a second younger than he would have been if he stayed on Earth. And really what the explanation for that is a little tricky, and it has to do with Einstein's theory of general relativity. If two objects are moving at different speeds, time runs more quickly for the slower object. So because Kelly's been moving much faster than us here on Earth for a while, the International Station travels at 17,000 miles per hour relative to our planet. So if you factor in 340 days that Kelly spent on the International Space Station, he is roughly now 8.6 milliseconds younger than his sibling. IBM, It looks like they're a little bit. They're going through a massive layoff. They're putting about 3,000 people on, basically saying see you later, only providing a 1 month severance pay. And they recently had changed their severance pay package, which before was like 3 months worth of severance pay. So now they are, you know, they're basically cutting a lot of employees. But still, IBM has about 70,000 people that they hired in 2015 in many skill areas in many countries. And it currently has 25,000 open positions. So it shows me that they're hiring a lot of people, but maybe not in the United States. So that may tell you that they're moving stuff offshore, just like a lot of companies are as well. All right, many of you have flown and that you've had to go into the aircraft restroom before. And, you know, I always get a little weirded out in restrooms that are, for better word, not on a frequent cleaning schedule and or high volume. And typically in an airplane, there's people standing in line to use almost every airplane and every bathroom in an airplane. But the folks at Boeing have come up with something very, very cool. So Boeing has announced a self-cleaning lavatory for planes on Thursday. It has touchless features, including a hands-free faucet, trash can, toilet lid, soap dispenser, and hand dryer. The real star of the show is an ultraviolet light. According to Boeing, this light will bathe the bathroom in what's called FAR UV light, killing 99.99% of germs. The FAR ultraviolet describes a wavelength that's different from UVA or UVB, the kind of UV light that you use in tanning beds. But essentially, when someone leaves the room for about 3 seconds, it does what it does and disinfects the area. So it floods the area around the toilet seat, sink, and countertops. Can I get one of those lights for my kid's bathroom? Oh my god, sometimes I go in there, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And then it's immediately I have a little list here at the house. Whoever's next on the list gets the cleaning bathroom duties. So anyway, yeah, I don't know what it is in kids' bathrooms, but there seems to be always the worst. All right, here an earthquake from the Mariana Trench in a project called Ocean Deep. I'm not going to play these on the show because I'm afraid of copyright violation, but pretty cool. I've got two separate articles, one from CNET and the other one from, who was it? Let me look. Of course, I don't have it right here in front of me, but I have two sets of articles on this sound. It is awesome. You'll be able to actually hear an earthquake from the bottom of the Mariana Trench. I call it the Marianas Trench because of the Marianas Islands. And this one was a pretty big one. It was off the coast of Guam. So pretty cool. To get back at Apple, a GOP congressman has introduced a pointless bill. A Florida congressman introduced a new bill that would forbid federal agencies from purchasing Apple products until the company cooperates with a federal court order to desist of undocking of a seized iPhone 5C associated with the San Bernardino terrorist attack. Is this going to go anywhere? I don't know. I don't think the president would sign it even if it did make it through. But who knows? Maybe he would. But it has been introduced. The IRS, boy, how many of you have filed your taxes already? You know, my business stuff is into the accountant, wait for the call to come get it and write them a check, and then drop off the personal taxes and then see what the damages are. But the IRS tool that they have is designed to protect identity theft victims. In other words, the IRS has gotten hacked, right? Last year, 100,000 records of taxpayers wound up in the hands of criminals, and they gave them access to a system. So they use an all too common static identifiers to basically let taxpayers identify themselves to come into the system, which ultimately allowed the criminals to use the system to then obtain more sensitive taxpayer information and ultimately steal more finances. So, the system that the IRS set up become more insecure than their regular system. And so apparently, they've, it's all about the PIN reset. And it's just crazy what's going on here. And, you know, a gal that was a certified public accountant said that she received an IP PIN in 2014 after crooks tried to impersonate her to the IRS. Then she found out that her IP PIN had been compromised by thieves this year after she tried to file her tax return on February 25th. Turns out the crooks beat her to the punch by more than 3 weeks, filing a large refund request with the IRS on February 2nd. So she says, the last year I was just devastated by this, but this year I'm just pissed. So the IRS system that they put in place was not effective, and the IRS has got big, big trouble with taxpayers' returns, and people are going to be out money, and they got to go through this process. It's horrible. It really, really is. So if you're one of these victims, I don't know what to tell you here, except that they've got a pretty flawed system over there. All right, solid state drive prices are going down. The price computer makers paid for solid state drives dropped by as much as 12% over the last quarter. And the most popular drives are now within striking distance of their hard disk HDD counterparts. In the first quarter of this year, MLC-based and TLC-based SSDs respectively saw price declines of 10 to 12% and 7 to 12% respectively. A 128-gig SSD now retails between $38 and $49. On Amazon, a 250-gig SSD runs anywhere between $52 and $81. So, but there's a brand new one out that's 15 terabytes. No pricing announced. Good article about the FBI having a lot of options about cracking iPhones without Apple's help. Some companies out there that do this that can basically any Apple device running iOS 8 or earlier, there's a way for basically you can just pay to have a phone hacked. iOS 9, not so much, but definitely iOS 8 and below. Oh, here's that article. So the other article was from the folks at Gizmodo. So I'll have those grouped together for you in the show notes tonight, okay? Let's see. I think I'll skip this. All right. So you guys know that my site has been the victim of denial of service attacks. Matter of fact, last year about this time, some folks in the podcasting space took a major exception to some things that we did to try and, what we did is we shut down some fraud that was going on, in the podcasting space by just a few customers. Well, because we did that, that hurt some folks financially significantly. And my site for about 2 weeks was on an ongoing major denial service attack, and I always wondered how much it cost someone to set that attack up. Well, there's new public information out that someone that has run a huge denial of service, basically can go in there for about $65 a day, order a denial of service attack with multi-machines hitting a target, or $400 a week. And one of the individuals who has one of these services did 82 attacks from July to October of 2015, making $5,408. Now, they weren't getting rich on this, but considering some of the countries that these attacks have originated from are not necessarily on the high end of the income scale, they did okay. Very interesting here. Google's Eric Schmidt has been nominated to run a Pentagon advisory board. So he will head up the new Defense Innovation Advisory Board. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter told RSA audience in San Francisco this week the appointment will allegedly bring to the Pentagon the brightest technical minds focused on innovation. Schmidt's and Google's close relationship with the U.S. administration has often been noted He is considered a professional bosom buddy of the president and was accused of back-channel diplomacy by Julian Assange after Schmidt visited WikiLeaks boss while he was under house arrest. He's going to be heading on a board with a whole bunch of other luminaries that are successful in the digital space and helping the Pentagon probably come up with lots of cyber security type stuff. So we'll see where this goes. Interesting move that he is on that advisory board. Also, if you are an Apple diehard fan and you have a problem, you can now tweet Apple support at Apple support your tech support problems, and they will reply to you. Or they will give you a link to set up an appointment or so forth. So they received over 55,000 followers in just a day. So they're going to be providing tips, tricks, and helpful information available via Twitter. Of course, the presidential campaign is often being totally crazy. But one more craziness to it is John McAfee. You guys remember John, right? The wild dude that used to own McAfee, but now produces videos that are totally bizarre. He says he'll have no problem becoming president. The antivirus millionaire calls the election a clown show and describes the current candidate as children. So he's going to be running for president via the he's going to go to the Libertarian Party convention, and he's going to be going up against new Mexico Governor Gary Johnson for the nomination, who was selected to run in 2012. So John McAfee may be the Libertarian Party's candidate, and that should be just about as entertaining as everything else that's happening in the space right now. All right, Oculus founder Rift basically says, you have a Mac, it's not going to cut it to be able to do virtual reality stuff. It just doesn't have the right sauce under the hood when it comes to graphics. Is talking about Apple not prioritizing high-end GPUs. And, of course, GPUs are the lifeblood of many gaming machines. I've got a machine down here with a couple of GPUs in it. He says there's not a single machine out there from Mac that will support the higher-end Oculus Rift virtual reality glasses. So that's incredible. Mac fans, sorry. They're working on it, but if you do want to go virtual, HTC will be able to work with a Mac and Linux from day one, but not Oculus Rift. All right, find a couple articles here. I already talked about that. I think I'm done. Oh, something weird. Amazon quietly removes support from decryption. Removes support for device encryption in the latest version of Fire OS, which powers its tablets and phones. And even though at the same time saying they support encryption, they removed it. And very quietly, but someone's figured that out. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on with the Amazon team there in that particular instance. Okay, so let's see if I can get my email loaded here, because I didn't load it at the beginning of the show like a knucklehead, so it's going to be loading for a second. But I want to thank all of you for being here on show 1098. Lots of exciting things are coming this year, and I'm just hope that I can keep my head above water. All of you that are supporting us is by being an insider, I so appreciate your ongoing contributions to helping me keep the ship afloat here. And, you know, looking at the tax return, it really added up. It was fantastic that as many of you contributed as much as you did. It really is appreciated. And I will say this. It was probably about 50% of, so what would that percentage be? Maybe for 1 year, about 5% of revenue, so and that's up from the previous year. So I definitely appreciate everyone that's an insider. If we could get that number to 50%, that would be like so awesome. We could do so much more here with that. So consider becoming an insider. All right, let me go ahead and see what I've got for comments. And when did the last one come in? What date was that? Oh, so did this... oh, yep, no email. So no love. It's okay. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address. Please email me. We'll be live on the new media show Saturday morning at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m., 9 a.m. Pacific, 7 a.m. my time. And I'm actually not looking forward to the clocks changing here soon, because what that means is I'm going to have to get up earlier to do the new media show. But it also means I finish earlier. But be on Saturday with Rob Greenlee. I'm sure it'll be very entertaining. But I want to thank all of you for being part of the Ohana here and listening to the show today. It's been my pleasure to bring you geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, you can reach me on Twitter @geeknews. And of course, don't forget our sponsor, GoDaddy, by visiting geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. It's been my pleasure to bring the show to you. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next time here on Geek News Central. Take care. And aloha.